Okay, Parshas Vaschanu, Hashem is Nachamu. Very Tu B'Av. So tonight's Tu B'Av. Erev Shabbos. Tonight's a very Tu B'Av. Erev Shabbos. Well, how Yom Tovim we Yisrael.
For Shiddus.
Like Yom Kippur, Chamisha, Asa B'Av. Good for Shidduchim, right? Parshas Vaschanu is also a very, very exciting Parsha. You have Kri, you have Shema, you have Seres HaDibrois. Probably one of the most famous psukim we all know is right before Sheni. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Ba'atem Advekim, Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kol Chamayoyim. You should all be dovuk attached to Hashem, Chayim Kol Chamayoyim. How does one attach himself to Hashem? So Gemara tells us, if we act, we follow in Hashem's midos, Mahu Rachum, Avata Rachum, Mahu Chanon, Avata Chanon. We follow in Hashem's ways and Hashem's midos. We act like Hashem. In that sense, we're dveikim l'Hashem. Also, being dovuk to Talmidei Chachamim is a way of connecting, towards Hashem. The very next chassam soifim. I know we said this over the past, but the lesson is remains true a whole year round. Says a chassam soifim. Someone is putting up a building. Involved in putting up a building is bringing all the materials, all the supplies. So before they actually start building, they have to make sure they have the supplies, the bricks and the cement and the wood and the metal, the pipes, whatever they need to build. And only then can they start building. If they have all the materials, there's one thing that's still missing. When they go home at night and they leave the materials lying around, they need a shoyman, need a guard, someone, a security guard to watch the materials. If there's no security guard watching the materials, what happens at night? It's all gone. They come back the next morning, nothing's left. Nothing's left. What happens once they start putting up the building? And they start putting the bricks into place, and they cement the bricks in place. Comes to a point where the building is ready together. At that point, a shomer is no longer required. Because the bricks are already cemented in place, and no one's afraid that they're going to steal the bricks. Once the building is up, the guard is not required anymore. Says the Chassam Sofer, the same is true by us. When a person is by himself, a person is alone, a person is by himself, or you have yichidim, and they're not connected together, each person is for his own, we need a shomer. We have to watch ourselves very carefully, because a person by himself is very
vulnerable
to the Yetzer Hara, very vulnerable to the avarice of this world. But when people come together, and the dovuk, they attach together, they come and see it together, a chabura, then they have protection. The chabura itself, the fact that they're together, that watches over them. When people connect together, they come together as a tzibur for davening, as a tzibur for learning, as a tzibur, that brings them chayim kul chamayim, that brings them chayim. And a shoymis, so to speak, in that sense, is not required, because fakert, being part of a chabura, has its milus. One, a person is part of a chabura, he knows he's not on his own, and he doesn't tend to fall if he's part of a chabura. Second of all, he knows that other people are with him, and he has to answer to somebody. He's responsible. And therefore, a person is careful, and a person feels more of a connection when he's connected. So Klal Yisrael has that kayach. When Klal Yisrael comes together, v'yatam advekim mashim olkeichem, then nechayim kuchem ayoyim. The pasuk says later on, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, right after Sheni, says the Pasuk, Rak Yishom Lecha, Ushmo Nafshecha Ma'od. A person has to be very careful, Petishkach Es HaDvarim Ashiro Inecha. They shouldn't forget. A person should not forget his learning. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that one who forgets his learning, in a sense, is Chayiv Miso, because he forgot what he learned. Okay, that's only intentional, not if it's by accident, not on purpose. I once heard a pshat, that's only if he interrupts his learning. In other words, he's a middle of learning, and he interrupts his learning, and because of his interruptions, he forgets. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. But a person is an einus is not including the pasuk. But of course, a person has to chazer. A person has to go over what he learned. The person doesn't review what he learned, that's not a good way. A person won't remember. The klayakor on this pasuk, we might have mentioned this in the past, says a very nice idea. The Gemara in the Chagiga, the Testament of Days, tells us, the Pasuk of Malachi, the Shafta Muri'isem bein Tzadik l'Rosho, bein Oivei d'Elokim l'Asher loy Obdoi. Look at the difference between a Tzadik and a Rosho, between one who serves Hashem and one who doesn't serve Hashem. And the Gemara in Chagiga darshins, who's the Oivei d'Elokim? She'enoi doime, shayne perikoi meyapalmim. It's not the same. One who learns his perik 100 times, l'shayne perikoi meyav echad. To one who learns his perik 101 times. 100 times he learned, it's not the same as one who learned it 101 times. The one who learned 100 times, he's called loy avdoi. He's called the one who did not serve Hashem. The one who learns 101 times is called the Ovid Elokim. That one time makes a tremendous difference.
What about 99 times to 100?
Okay, it's also a difference, right. But he didn't reach the next level yet. The level is between 100 and 101. And the famous Remez is in the Pasuk. Ovid Elokim La'asher Ayin. Ovid starts with an Ayin. Elokim starts with an Aleph. La'asher is a Lamid. Is 71 and 30 is 101. And the next verse, Aloy Avdoi, Lamid and Ayin is 100. So the Avdo Akim Lasher is 101. The Loy Avdoi is one who learned 100. Ain't no doim, it's not the same. One who learned 100 times to one who learned 101 times. And here the Kleyako says, and I'll eat on my own, and I'll eat on my own drasha. The gematria of the word Zohar, to remember, Zohar spelled Zayin Chaf Resh, 227. Shachach, the gematria of the word forget is 328. What's the difference? 328 minus 227 is 101. The 101 times. It makes a difference. The person learns an extra 101 times. And the Chayakor goes so far as to say the malach in charge of forgetting, the malach who causes a person to forget his learning is called shachach. And he has 328 kaychais, 328 powers, 328 opportunities to cause a person to forget. A person's zachar is only 227. Each time a person learns one more of the 101, he takes away one of the opportunities that the malach has to cause him to forget. So each time he adds on to zachar, 1, 2, he adds on 101 times, now he knocked out all the opportunities and the kaychas of the malach of forgetting, and it was a school for him to be able to remember what he learned. But when a person chaz is over, we all know, the more a person reviews, the more a person remembers. Zohar, and Chazal tell us, ha'aloymeg v'ne chayze, kizarei v'ne chayze. Whoever learns and doesn't chaz, it's like somebody who plants and doesn't cut. What use is it to plant if he doesn't cut and harvest in the crap at the end? A person who just learns, and he doesn't review it over, he doesn't retain. A person's idea of learning is to be able to learn, to know what to do, and so on. Towards the end of the parasha, we come to Shema. We have the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. You have to say Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol ma'idecha. And we know the Mishnah in Brachos tells us b'chol levavecha means with both of the Yetzaharas, with the Yetzatayiv and with the Yetzahara. To love Hashem even with the Yetzahara. B'chol nafshecha is a figure who neitel as nafshecha. Even if, so to speak, a person's life is in danger, it means giving up his life to serve Hashem, he has to be willing to give up his life. With all your money, a person is willing to give away all of his money to serve Hashem. And the Mishnah has another pshat in every measure that Hashem measures out to you, thank Hashem very much. Whatever happens to a person, he has to thank Hashem that it happened. He has to thank Hashem for whatever comes about on a person. There's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh here that it opens up a person's eyes. And he explains why the pasuk stresses, you should love Hashem with all of your heart, all of your nefesh, all of your money. And he has two, I'll call them opposite approaches. But one of them fits into the Gemara we just had very nicely. We just had the Gemara, Arba'a Chashuvim Kemes. There are four people considered like a mes. Anani, Tzayra, Suma, Misha, Engloi, Bon. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. V'chol nafshecha. Literally means your life. Even a person's life is in danger. It means giving up his life for Kiddush Hashem. A person has to give up his life. Serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. B'chol levavcha refers to children. Refers to bonim. A person loves with his heart. How do you love somebody? You love somebody with your emotions. You love somebody with your heart. It says, by Avraham Avinu, may Bakheda, kachas bincha, yichidcha, asher ahavta, es Yitzchak. Take your child that you love, Yitzchak. Ahava refers to love of the heart, which is reserved for children. You have to serve Hashem b'chol levavcha. So if a person chas v'shalom doesn't have children, choshev k'meis, even such a person with mesiras nefesh still has to go ahead and serve Hashem b'chol ma'idecha. with all of your money. A person who's an ani, ani choshev kemeis, a person who doesn't have money, he still has to serve Hashem with mesiras nefesh. So mesiras nefesh could be b'chol nafshecha with your life, it could be b'chol levavcha, or it could be b'chol moedecha, even with anius. Whatever it is, a person has to serve Hashem with mesiras nefesh. V'oid says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. How does one love Hashem? What love does one have to have for Hashem? How much is avas Hashem? Now, Chaim HaKadosh says very powerful words. And he says, imagine a person, kibar kosov of love, the pasuk comes to teach us the sheer of ahava, shemechayiv kol ish yisrael lehoi v'abayre. The sheer of ahava that a person has to love Hashem. Imagine a person who's missing all three things. A person who doesn't have children, a person whose life is in danger, he's sick, and a person who doesn't have any money, he's poor. And suddenly an ani comes, or bon novi b'dvar Hashem, a novi comes with the word of Hashem, and tells him that he'll be healed from his sickness, and hine ishtecha harav yiladet ben, he'll have a son, and v'chirevach gadol nizdamin loy, he'll have a great prophet, he'll become wealthy. Imagine the ava a person will feel at that time. A person is missing everything, and suddenly he gets a besura that his three desires that he needs the most, his three wants and needs the most, Hashem will give him. Imagine the ava that he has at that time. A person has a tremendous ava at that time. Imagine that you're missing all three, and suddenly the Novi comes and says, I'll give you b'chol levav, b'chol bonim, I'll give you b'chol nafshecha, your life, b'chol moedecha, I'll give you money. A person has a tremendous ahava at that point. That's the level of ahava that a person has to have when it comes to serve Hashem. But as we go through life, everybody has their ups and downs. And sometimes we have, sometimes we don't have. Sometimes things are rosy, things look good, and sometimes we worry a lot, things aren't looking so rosy. A person has to love Hashem when he has, when he doesn't have. The Aruch Chaim brings down the famous mashal. There was once a very wealthy man who was traveling through the desert, and he had to carry his money with him. But it's very dangerous to carry money through the desert. Robbers, wild animals, he didn't want to take a chance carrying his money through the desert. Who knows what could happen to it? So he took almost all of his money and he bought a very precious pearl, a diamond. And he hid the diamond on him. On his roof, he hid the diamond. And he took a little bit of money with him for his expenses that he would have along the way. And as he's traveling, slowly but surely, he spends all the money that he has. And it comes to a point in the middle of his journey, he runs out of funds. All he has is a precious diamond that's attached to him. He doesn't have any spending money left. So somebody who's with him, who doesn't know about the diamond, says, what are you going to do? You have no money left. And he's very happy. He sees, even though this person has no money left, he's still smiling, he's still happy. And he can't understand why you're so besimcha if you don't have any money left to spend. And of course, the reason is because he knows that it's just temporary he doesn't have the money. Because as soon as he reaches his destination, he'll be able to sell his diamond and he'll be able to have money the way that he had before. That's our trip through Olam Hazeh. We go through Olam Hazeh. We all have a precious diamond. A precious diamond is a tire of mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. The Olam Haba that we're going to achieve, that we're going to be zeichet to. But we need spending money along the way. So everybody has. Hashem gives everybody along the way. Mizaynus, Parnasa, we have our spending money along the way. Sometimes we have enough funds, and sometimes the funds run a little bit low, and we sit and we worry, and we don't know what's going to be. But a person has to remember that even though he might not have the spending money right now, but at the end of the journey, he has the diamond. At the end of the journey, when he can cash in all the Torah, all the mitzvahs that he did, he has that diamond that he can cash in at the end of the trip. And a person who remembers that no matter what, he still has his Torah, his mitzvahs, and the Avodas Hashem is always b'simcha. I remember once, not to mention the name, I had a Rebbe who was known to be a big gevir. It's not to be a big gevir. You know, as kids, you know, people talk. Kids, we talk that how wealthy this Rebbe was. One day, he asked one of the boys in the class to borrow a dollar. To lend him a dollar. And we were all, Rebbe needs a dollar. Rebbe's a gevir. Rebbe doesn't need a dollar. So as kids, we started talking, and soon it got around that this Rebbe had to borrow a dollar. So the Rebbe came the next day and he said, hey, everyone's talking, did I borrow a dollar? So he pulls out $100 bill and he says, I have $100, he says, but I need a car fare for the bus. I don't know how much it was in those days. I don't know how much a car fare was for the bus. said it's easier to get change of a dollar than it'll be to get change of $100. So a person who has the $100 in his pocket, he has the diamond in his pocket, sometimes he might need a dollar, he might need a little change, but doesn't mean that he's an oni. He has. Just that temporarily he doesn't have. A person is focused on the trip, and at the end realizes that he has what to be besimcha, what to be happy about. To serve Hashem with all your money. So the Chiddush Erim once explained, how could an ani serve Hashem with all my
Idecha? No,
an ani has no money. How does an ani serve Hashem with all his money? He doesn't have. He doesn't have money. How do you serve Hashem if you don't have? And the Chiddush Erim said, you know how an ani is mekayim b'chol ma'idecha? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, having mechashiv hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. A person should always cheshbin the hefsid, the loss of a mitzvah keneged the schar. Sometimes doing a mitzvah costs money. There's a loss involved. But a person cheshbin, it's worth it because there's great schar. The hefsid is offset by the reward that ultimately comes. Says the Chiddushim, imagine if somebody walks over to an ani and says to him, I'll pay you $1 million if you don't put on tefillin tomorrow morning. If you don't put on tefillin tomorrow morning. Someone comes to us and says, I'll pay you $1 million if you mechallel Shabbos. You would think twice? I doubt it. I don't think anyone would think twice. Even for $10 million. Nobody's going to think twice. When an ani does a mitzvah, the ani says to himself, you know how much this mitzvah is worth to me? This mitzvah is worth so much that even if someone offered me money in exchange for not doing the mitzvah, I wouldn't agree to it. And this way, he serves Hashem b'chol ma'idecha, because he takes the mitzvah and he says, no matter what value is placed on this mitzvah, I will never trade this mitzvah for any money in the world. Like the pasuk says, "Sas anoichi alim rasecha k'maitzei shalom rav." I rejoice on your mitzvahs like one who found a great treasure. Mitzvahs are worth a lot. A person would not trade a mitzvah. I don't think that anybody here would be masked to do it. That's all. It's not a good deal. A mitzvah is worth a lot more than the money in this world. Fakat. And you can't pay. The mitzvah is so choshev, all the money in the world can't pay for it. You can't pay for it. If someone offered to buy a mitzvah from you, would you sell them the mitzvah that you did already?
Sure. If you did it already,
you'd sell them the mitzvah. Okay. Or b'chol ma'idech. The second pshat, the b'chol ma'idech, is b'chol mida u'mida, shemaydin lach. Every measure that Hashem measures out to you, you should thank Hashem, ma'idin lach b'ma'id ma'id. You thank Hashem very much. This story and similar stories are said over. This is a short version of a longer story. Reb Shlomo Karlin, one Motzoi Yom Kippur, said to his chassidim, I could tell everybody what they davened for on Yom Kippur and what the answer was in Shemayim. I could tell what they davened for, what they davened for on Yom Kippur and what the answer was in Shemayim. So one chassid went over and says, no. So the Rebbe said to him, you daven that you should have parnasa easy this year.
You should be able to
serve Hashem. You should have parnasa berevach. You shouldn't have any tedos of parnasa this year. So the chassid said, yeah. So and what did they answer him in Hashemayim? And the Rebbe answered him in Shemayim. They said, who says that your avoida serving Hashem is worth more when it's benachas, when you have it easy? Maybe in Shemayim your parnasa, your avoida is worth a lot more when it's a little bit difficult, when it's hard, and even though it's hard, you still find time to learn, you still find time to do mitzvahs, you still find time to daven, you still find time to go to shul, you still find the time. A person always thinks it would be easier, it would be better. It's not necessarily true. Every person has a tafkid in this world. And sometimes the tafkid is to be exactly, not sometimes, all the time, the tafkid is to be exactly where you are, the place that you're in, and serve Hashem with yichaychis at that time. It says earlier in the Pasha, ubikashta misham es Hashem alakecha. You should search from there for Hashem. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says misham, wherever you are. That's where you search for Hashem. Don't say there will be somewhere else. It will be better this, if that changed, if this changed. Ubikashta misham. From where you are, from that place that you are, from the situation that you're in, the place that you're in, the people that you're with, ubikashta misham. From there serve Hashem. A person can find Hashem b'chol mark and b'chol zman if a person wants, a person looks. And we'll end off with the Chavetz Chaim, which we say over every year, but it's true, a lesson that's true, and time tested again and again. B'hoyu ha'dvorim ha'eila asher anoichi mitzavecha hayoim al levavecha. A mitzvah to learn Torah. B'hoyu ha'dvorim. These words should be, commanded should be on your heart today. Says the Chofetz Chaim. It's brought down b'shem goyin echad. He doesn't say who, b'shem one of the goyin, b'shem goyin echad. He brings down the following idea, which we mentioned many, many times. When a person tries to learn what happens, who shows up?
The
Yetzer Hara shows up. And the Yetzer Hara has his methods of trying to stop a person from learning. And what are some of the methods the Yetzer Hara uses? So he has three methods that he uses. One is he says, you're learning this. There's so much more to do. There's so much more before, after, in between the lines, Rishonim, Achronim. You never get to finish. Who are you fooling? You learn one Masechta, there's so much more to do. You learn Mishnayis, there's Gemara. You learn the Gemara, there's Rishonim. You learn Chumash, there's Nevi'im. There's so much more to do. Who are you fooling? What's it worth, the little drop in the ocean that you're going to learn? And sometimes the Yetzer Hara comes and he says, you? You're gonna learn? Learning's not for you. You're a Baal Bos. You're busy a whole day working. You're busy a whole day running around. You're busy, you're tired, Shabbos, you're tired. You're gonna learn? Learning's for the Rosh Hashiva, it's for the Rabbonim. That's what learning is for. Learning's not for you. Why bother? And sometimes the Yetzer Hara says, today you're going to learn. Why learn today? You have tomorrow. Next year you retire. You're learning when you retire. You are next month. Next year, 10 years from now, you have your plans for later on. But today, today, life goes on. It's too busy today. I don't have time to learn today. Says the pasuk, "V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele asher neichi mitzavecha hayoyim al vavecha." First things first. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele. These words. When the Yetzer Hara comes and he says, "There's." Others, there's plenty else to learn. There's other Gemaras, and we're showing them the other Sfarim to learn. Tell the Yetzer Hara, you're right. But for Hayu Hadvarim Ha'ele. Right now I'm learning these words. Just look at the words in front of you. Don't worry about what's before, what's after, what's behind. The other Sfarim, for Hayu Hadvarim, look only at these words. You look only at these words, the Yetzer Hara won't take you away. Asher Anoichi Mitzavecha, I commanded you. When the Yetzer Hara comes and he says, you? You're going to learn. The answer is yes. Asher Anoichi Mitzavecha. Hashem commanded you. Hashem commanded everybody to learn. The Baal Bos was working, the one who's up early in the morning, the one who's up later at night, the one who's tired, the one who's sleep. Asher neichi mitzavecha. I commanded you. Everybody has a mitzvah to learn. And third of all, hayoyim. When the Yetzer Hara comes and he says, you're going to learn today, tomorrow, next year, when you retire, next week. The answer is hayoyim, today. I have a mitzvah to learn right now, today. Not to push it off for tomorrow. I can never make up today. Tomorrow I could learn for tomorrow. Next year I'll learn for next year. But today I can never make up. Avram Avinu, Avram was called Boim Bayomim because he came with all his days. At the end of his life, he came with all his days. None of his days went to waste. All his days were used with Torah and Mitzvahs. Shor Noichi Mitzavecha Hayoyim. Today.
Hayoyim, why should you say Yesh Hayoyim Lachar Zman?
Hayoyim. Machos, Yesh Machal Lachar Zman. Machal, Yesh Machal Lachar Zman. Hayoyim La'asaisom, Machal Kabel Scharom. The Chassam Sofer, I wonder if with one short but sharp word, Vishinantam Levanecha. That was the Chofetz Chaim. This is Chassam Sofer. Vishinantam Levanecha, Vidibarta Bom, Shiftach Bevesecho, Vilechta Chavaderech, Vishach Bechol Vikomecha. Says the Chassam Sofer, Vishinantam Levanecha. Teach your children. You want to know how to teach them? Vidibarta Bom. When you speak in Torah, when you set an example for them, that's how you teach them. The best way to teach children is with the Barat Bom. When you go ahead and you speak in Torah, when you're sitting in your house, you're traveling, you're sitting up, you're standing up. When you sit and learn, that sets an example for the children. You want to teach them. It's not just enough to teach them and tell them a little Musa and teach them. You have to, with the Barat Bom, you yourself have to speak. You have to show them. Set by example. Teach by example. Vishinantam uvanecha. Keitzad. How do you do that? Vidibartabom. But you yourself go ahead and speak in Torah and set an example. So the truth of the matter is we all set examples. Every one of us sets examples for people. Nowadays, the world, everyone knows everybody else's business. Whatever somebody else is doing, somebody does. What's your schedule? Where you davening? What should you go? Everyone knows what everybody else is doing. We set examples for other people. We set examples for others. We have a big achrayus, a big responsibility in our shoulders to set the right example, not to set the wrong example. A person who goes to shul, a person who comes to learn, sets an example for others, whether it's at home, whether it's other people in the shul, people outside of the shul, but we set examples. We have the achrayus to set the right example and to teach to teach others. And like we mentioned many times, a person ultimately receives schar for any effect that he had on other people, even though we may not know about what we did to other people, how we affected them. If we affect them for good, then we have schar for what we accomplished. So we teach others by example. So Befrat, we're holding out Tu B'Av. It's halfway through the month of Av already. Chodesh Elul is around the corner. It's time to start thinking about already Yom Noirayim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, around the corner. So let's be mechazik ourselves. The Gemara says, the way Moisif Yosef comes to Ba'av, the days start getting shorter already, the sun sets earlier, the nights are longer, and one is supposed to find more time to learn at night, now that the nights are longer and the days are shorter. So let's be mechazik ourselves to be able to learn a little bit more and realize that we're setting the right example for others. Ushtaka bizoicha, Hashem is nachamu, 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 amin, yimu, akeichem, Hashem is al-nachamu, bizoicha, the same, shichs, kainim, herev, yemenu, amen.